This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Behar B'chukoisai, preparing for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Haba Aleinu L'toiva.
Amen.
Masechta Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We welcome all of the listeners on J-Root Radio, Torah Anytime, and all the great tzaddikim here in the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. We know that this week we lay in the Toichacha, Parshas B'chukoisai, which, by the way, is very interesting, that there are how many levels of Kedusha? We have 50. We have access to 49. That means there are 49 corresponding levels of Tumah. The 49 corresponding levels of Tumah are Mayav. Mayav is Gematria 49. We overcome that in the 49 days of Sfira. And then we're Zoicha to David HaMelech on the 50th day, who comes from Mayav. That's why we lane the Toichacha. Before Shavuos, the Toichacha has 49 klalos. We overcome the 49 klalos of Tumah. But be it as it may, the Gemara Megillah says that we strategically lane the Toichacha twice a year, namely before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos. We lane Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. We lane B'chukaisai before Shavuos. Toisvus and Megillah asks, no, we don't. We don't lane B'chukaisai before Shavuos. We lane Bamidbar before Shavuos. We lane Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Toisa says we don't want to get it too close. We don't want the Toichacha getting too close to Rosh Hashanah, but we get it before, a week before. That's the Cheshbon. It's strategically located then. Why? Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Ezra, says the Gemara Megillah, Rav Shimon Elazar says, Ezra was Masakin for Klal Yisrael. Then we're going to lane the Klalois of Mishnah Torah before Shavuos. And the klalos of Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah. My time, Amar Abaye, v'itema Reish Lakish, k'dei she'tichla Hashanah v'kaloseha. So that the year goes down with the klalos, so that the year ends with the klalos. Really, like, so to speak, as the year is going down the drain, all the klalos go down the drain together with the year. So the question is, what does that mean? I understand Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the new year, and therefore when the year ends is the end of the year. But a Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara. Frak the Gemara. Bishlam Hashavah Mishnah Torah Ika. Kedei Shetich L'Shana V'Kalaiseh. I understand Rosh Hashanah. We have to lane Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. Right before that is the end of the year. Ela Shabbat Torah Kayanim. But the Toichacha of Torah Kayanim. Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah hi. Is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? In! Yes! Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah! Why? The Tanan uva'atzeres ha'peros ha'ilan. It says in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos we're judged on fruits. So since on Shavuos we're judged on fruits, Shavuos is also a Rosh Hashanah. I didn't say ilanot, I said perot. We're judged on fruit. We're judged on fruit. Tu B'Shvat is not Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos. Tu B'Shvat is when the new year starts for Meiser on Ilanos. But in terms of judgment, that's on Shavuos. Fine. So think about it. The Gemara is saying there are two Rosh Hashanahs a year, there are two Toichachas a year. Each one we have to get in before Rosh Hashanah, before El Echad B'Tishrei and before Vav Sivan. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't typically think of Shavuos as a Rosh Hashanah, a day of judgment. I think of Rosh Hashanah as a day of judgment. I think of Sukkot as more of a day of judgment on Mayim. Sukkot is a day of judgment on Mayim. Or Pesach is on Tevuah. Why all of a sudden we have to lay in the Toichacha before Shavuos? Because Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. I must have missed that in Yeshiva. Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. You see people coming to shul on Shavuos. Oy vai, the tzitzering, we're being judged. What? What's being judged? We're being judged. Avocados are being judged on Shavuos. It's a big day. You know, people are very into avocados. They're very expensive and they taste good. People are very worried about mangoes. It's a day of judgment. So here, the two main days of the year, Rosh Hashanah, life and death, and Shavuos when apricots are being judged. What's the big inyan that Shavuos we're being judged on fruits? So who cares about the fruits? Here's another thing. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara, this is a very big key to understand what is transpiring on Shavuos. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Ma Amra Torah Hiviu Omer BePesach. Why do we bring the carbon omer on Pesach? What does the carbon omer come from? Grain. Mipnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvuahu. Pesach is a time we're judged on grain. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hiviu Lefanai Omer BePesach. Serve me with the omer on Pesach, Kedei Shetesbarech Lachem Tvuah Shabbasados, so that the grain in the field will be blessed. Meaning, there is a yashrus, there's a svara. Whatever you're being judged on, you should probably serve Hashem with that item. It's a way of placating Hashem to give you a good judgment with that item. Why do we bring the shtei halechem, the two loaves, on Shavuos? And they shatzeres man peros ilan, because Shavuos is a time we're judged on fruit. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, huviyu lefanei shtei halechem atzeres, bring the shtei halechem on Shavuos. So you'll be judged well on fruits. And the Gemara says, why do we pour the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis? Because on Sukkis we're judged on water, so bring the Heviu Lefanai, Nischu Lefanai, the Mayim on Sukkis, so you get judged well for water. So from this Gemara we see a big Yesod, that whatever you're being judged on, you need to serve Hashem with to get a good judgment. But the million-dollar question is, what in the world is the Gemara talking about? Oh, on Shavuos, we're being judged on apricots. So what carbon do you bring on Shavuos? Two loaves of bread. By the way, you don't make bread out of apricots, or avocados, or mangoes. It would make more sense to bring the Shtei Alechem on Pesach when you're being judged on Tvuah. Well, what's the chachma of bringing Shtei Alechem? What's the tzushtel? Bring Shtei Alechem on Pesach, because you're being judged on Peros. Excuse me, Shtei Alechem don't come from Peros. So the Gemara should say, bring Bikurim on Shavuos so you have a good judgment on fruit. But why bring Shtei Alechem? What does Shtei Alechem got to do with the fruits?
It doesn't say judgment, it says Zman.
That's what it means. What does it mean? It's the Zman Tavua.
Yeah, it doesn't mean judgment.
It does. That's what the Gemara is referring to. By Pesach, Zman Tavua is the day of judgment. Zman Mayim is a day of judgment. So the question is, I have a what do you make lechem out of? Chita. Chita is what? What is chita? Tvua. By the way, what bracha do you make if you eat chita? Let's say you go to the field and you start chewing on wheat. What bracha do you make? Bairei, pri, ho'adam. The Gemara says in brachas daf lamed zayin hakoyseis es hachita. One who chews on grain, mavari chaleh, bar pri ha'adama. Sefrekt with Moshe Shapiro, it's brought in the Sefer Amik Afike Mayim. Da chita hi minatvua. Chita is grain, like the Gemara says in Brachos, one who chews grain makes ha'adama. So why would bread be meratzah on peiros? Because I'm serving God with bread. L'chara, that would be meratza God for good judgment on tevuah. But what does it have to do with peiros? So Rashi in his first pshat says, when you bring the shtei halechem, what are you allowed to now bring? Bikurim. So the shtei halechem is matir bikurim. So therefore, if you bring the shtei halechem, which is matir bikurim, and bikurim are from peiros, you'll get a good judgment on peiros. So it's very indirect. You would think, serve God with fruits to get a good judgment on fruits. So Rashi in his first pshat says that the shtei halechem are matir you to bring bikurim, she'ein mavin bikurim before Shavuos, and therefore it's connected to fruit. Let's come back to another pshat soon. We say in the Haggadah, raise your hand if you say the Haggadah on Pesach. So half the, okay, even though we have very big tzaddikim here, half the people here say the Haggadah on Pesach. The other half are too humble to admit. Okay, fine. It says in the Haggadah, Ilu kervanu lefnei har Sinai, if God would have brought us to har Sinai, v'loi nasan lanu es ha-Torah, and he didn't give us the Torah, dayenu. Huh? Imagine a guy, you know, he flies to Australia, and when he gets there, he takes the return flight, and he says, had I just come here to go right back, it would have been enough. So what would you say to the guy? It's Meshugana.
You have a lot of money.
You know? So what does it mean? Ilu kervenu, what were the tachas? Here, we were chased out of Egypt. They were down our throats. Hashem had to make all kinds of miracles till we got there. And then what? Nothing happened? Why would that have been? Dayeno. What does it mean? Ilu kervenu thnei har Sinai? V'leinosalano satara dayeno. Rabbi, it always comes back to the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge. What grew on that tree? What kind of fruit was it? Says the Bereshis, Rabbi Mehayo Isa Ilan Shachman Adam Machaba, Rameir Oimer, Chitim Hayo. It was wheat. But wait a second, but it was on a tree. That's right. Wheat used to grow on a tree. Wheat used to grow on a tree. Kadloi hava barnash dea. When man did not have das, inun amrin, they said, la achalahu insha pita dechiti min yoyme. What do you call a guy who has no seichel? You know, there are people in the world, they have no common sense. They have no seichel. They could be brilliant, they could be smart, but they're shaitim shaba olam. Why? They have no das. What do you call a guy who has no das? He never ate bread in his life. Without bread, you have no das.
Yeah.
It's true. That's why nowadays, everybody's on a no-carb diet. All these chachamim are on a no-carb diet. Right? So it goes hand in hand. No carbs, no das. That's how it goes. What? What? I'm not commenting on any races, any ethnicities. I don't make any comments publicly. All human beings are created in the image of God. I'm just saying one thing, that if you don't eat bread, you have no das. In fact, the Gemara says, when does a kid get das? When he starts eating bread. He's drinking from the mother, he has no das. As soon as he's weaned and he starts eating bread, that's when the das comes in. But that's the problem is, das is not always good. You see, you need to have seichel, but some people have too much das. There are people with no das, and there are people with too much das. Like Shlomo Mel says, Yosef das, Yosef machoiv. The more das you have, the more trouble you have. The people who don't know too much, they're living life in bliss. They don't realize what's ahead of them. Ignorance is bliss. Das, all the depressed people, they're too smart for their own good, right? So that's why the halacha is, at what age do you need to be marchik from the tzoya of a katan? When he starts eating bread. Why? Yosef das. The more das the kid has, the more his soya is disgusting. That's a halacha. Okay? So yeah, both of our shiurim today. Right? That's where we're going. But that's what it was. Ilan shachal menu adam arishain was what? Ilan shachal adam arishain was chita. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak boy kamei Rav Zera amalai efshe chitam hayu amalai hein amalai vaksevitz amalai they were like berries, like the cedar, the trees of cedarwood of Lebanon. So what do we see from here? What used to grow on a tree? Wheat. When did wheat used to grow on a tree? In the good old days, before Adam Arishon listened to his wife. And after that, it's downhill from there. When Adam Arishon ate from the tree of knowledge, he ate chita, which was like a fruit. Now, what happened to him? What happened to Adam Rishon when he ate that fruit? But what we see, says Rosh Hashanah, from this Medrash, is that the Eitz Hadas was a Chita. Chita used to be a pre. What happened to Adam Rishon when he ate that Chita? Says Bereshis Rabbah number 9, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. Kol Toldoi Shenemru Batayra, all the word Toldois that are written in the Torah Chaserin are spelled Chaser Bar Min Shrein, except for two. Eile toldois paretz is male. V'hadein, eile toldois paretz b'hibaram. Ma inon chaserin, why are they chaser? Rav Yudin bar Rav Avin Omer k'neged shisha dvarim shenitlu mi'adam arishayin. Six things were taken away from Adam arishayin. What are they? Zivai, his splendor. Chayav, his life. V'kaimasai, and his height. So think about what Adam Arishon used to look like. He used to have a glamour to him. He used to have a splendor to him. His life used to be eternal. And his height. So Adam Arishon shrunk. What else happened when Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas? not only did hay shrink, but a chita, which used to grow from a tree, doesn't grow from a tree anymore. Now it just grows out of the ground like a vegetable. So Adam was diminished, and his food was diminished.
Why did the chitim get diminished? The chitim didn't do anything.
He's guilty by association.
They suffer because of Adam's...
Because someone created for Adam.
Yeah. The whole world was downgraded. But think, says Moshe Shapiro, he points out, the same way the stature of Adam Rishon was downgraded, the same way the lifespan of Adam Rishon was downgraded, the food of Adam Rishon was nesmaid from AIDS to Zera. Therefore, listen carefully, on Shavuos, what do we need? How do we need to be Meratza Hashem? We're Meratza Hashem through the Chita, because before the Chita was Priha AIDS. Meaning like this. The truth is, all food was downgraded, but it was most manifest in the fruit of the wheat, which was downgraded from a fruit to a vegetable. If you want to appease Hashem for fruit, the best way is to take the wheat and serve Hashem with the wheat, the food, the fruit, which was downgraded to the greatest extent, hoping to appease Hashem to elevate the Madrega of Peiros. Marv Raboisai, the truth is, Rashi says this explicitly. If you look at number 11, Rashi says, "Va'ani shamati, I heard." To Rabbi Yehuda Latame, Rabbi Yehuda, who says over here that on Shavuos we need to serve Hashem with Shtei Alechem, he's going according to his reason. Who Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara in Sanhedrin says on Ayin Amud Beis, "Eid Sha'ach Al Adam Rishon Chita Haisa." If you look at number 12 in Sanhedrin Ayin Amud Beis. There's a different opinion, different opinions. Rav Meir in the Gemara, he says what he says in the Medrash. He says Ilan Shachal Adam Rishon Gefen Haya. Rav Yehuda Omer Chita Haya. She'en Atinok Yedea Likrai Abba V'Ima Chiyitim Tam Dagan. Before the kid's eating formula, he goes ba 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 ma ma ma, and as soon as the kid eats bread, he says, "When are you getting me a car?" Right. So. What happened? All of a sudden he gets das when he starts eating bread. He says, Abba, Ima, and you know, he starts making requests. Yeah. Some say it's a Ina. Yes.
No one says an apple.
Nobody said, except for Steve Jobs. Nobody says it's an apple. Marv Raboisai says Ramosha Shapiro, an amazing thing that we see from Rashi, that since Adam Rishon sinned through a chita, Why do we bring Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos? Because we want to be Meratz Hashem for fruits. Which fruit? The Eitz Hadas. Meaning, we want to serve Hashem Davka through the fruit that was caused the sin and was downgraded to be able to appease Hashem in the Inyan of Peiros. So it comes out that, again, this is even more clear based on the Medrash that says that the Eitz Hadas caused the stature of Adam to be diminished and the stature of wheat to be diminished. Therefore, which type of fruit needs the most tikkun? The wheat. Because of all the fruits, it was downgraded to becoming a zera. And therefore, the purpose of the Shtei Alechem is to elevate chita from tevua to peros ho'ilan. And in by doing so, it's mesakein, we hope it's mesakein, all the fruits. So it comes out the words of Rashi and the Medrash are fit together beautifully. Rashi, who says that we bring the Shtei HaLechem, Loit Reb Yehuda, that the sin of Adam HaRishon was Aidei Chita, is going and is clarified through the Medrash that the Chita was downgraded from Pri to Tvua by the Chet of Adam HaRishon, and therefore we want to be misaking it by utilizing it on Shavuos, which is a day that we're being judged on fruit. Now let's get to the good stuff. Now that was good, but now let's get even better. There's something called Zuhama. What is Zuhama? It's like spiritual toxin. The best way to describe Zuhama in the physical sense is if your wife makes a good cholent, then, you know, so you scoop out the cholent and the kishka and the kugel, and you know, you eat every drop, but you know the pot is still lined with grime and grease and that stuff. It's very difficult to get off. You know, you have to put soap in it. and soak it overnight, Matzah Shabbos, in hot water until you get it. You could get it out Sunday morning. Says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'shah Sheba Nachash Al Chava, that the Nachash didn't only persuade Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash cohabited with Chava. He hitoba zuama. He injected poison into her. And that is why Oivdei Koychavim are full of zuhama. They're full of this spiritual toxicity. Okay? It's well known. If you would measure the toxicity of Oivdei Koychavim, it would be out of control. Try it. You know, they have special devices. Okay. But if you measure a Jew doesn't have any of that toxicity. But the question is, why? Why? Says Gemara, Yach Yisrael Nami. No, Yisrael Amdo al Har Sinai, Paskul Zua Masan. The Jewish people, they stood on Har Sinai, and that rid them from their toxicity. In fact, the Gemara on Shabbos says, Neymal Yivdei Chacham Muzuamin. Why do Yivdei Chacham have a lot of toxicity? Shalai Amdo al Har Sinai. Now the truth is, what happened on Shavuos then? Rabbi said, what did we rid ourselves from on Shavuos? Zuhama! Shavuos is the day, the cleansing of the Zuhama day. It's
spiritual pollution.
It's spiritual pollution. It's environmental, spiritual environment day. It's the day we cleansed ourselves on the Zuhama. By the way, before the Nachash put the Zuhama in Adam, how long was Adam going to live?
Forever,
right? Basically, when Adam originally ate from the Eitz Hadas, who benefited greatly? People who sell life insurance, right? Because before the sin, they're out of a job. Imagine. Imagine if Adam Rishon gets a knock on the door. Who is it? A guy in it with his briefcase, you know. What are you here for? I want to sell life insurance. You know, Adam Rishon doesn't want any life insurance for. What are you selling your life insurance for? But after all of a sudden, every 3 seconds, Adam Rishon got a phone call, a text, somebody wants to sell him life insurance. But by the way, once we stood on Har Sinai, we were going to live forever, which means we got rid of the Zuhama of the Nachash. So what are we masakin every Shavuos? The chet of the Eitz Hadas. Listen carefully. Yeah, listen carefully. Every Shavuos we're masakin the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So it comes out. Now the truth is, when we sinned with the Egel, we got the Zuhama back because we don't live forever. We still need life insurance. But the Chidah says it didn't come back fully. The Jewish people still don't have as much Zuhama as the Ovdei Kachavim. But be it as it may, every Shavuos, what were we masakin on Shavuos? The Cheder of the Eitz Hadas. So the truth is, there are two Rosh Hashanahs a year. On Rosh Hashanah, Adam Arishain was born. And on Shavuos, we went back to the level of Adam Arishain before the Chet. So there are two beginnings a year. There's the day Adam Arishain was created, and the day that we revert back to the Madriga of Adam Rishon Kadam Achid, which means, it comes out, how are we going to revert back to the level of Adam Rishon Kadam Achid? We need to be Mesak in the Chayit of the Eitz Hadas. How are we Mesak in the Chayit of the Eitz Hadas? By bringing the Shtei Halachim. How is the Shtei Halachim Mesak in the Chayit of the Eitz Hadas? Because it comes from Chita. Chita was the Eitz Hadas. Chita used to be a fruit. By bringing the Shtei Halachim, it's trying to elevate wheat back to the status of pre-Eitz Hadas. Says Rav Moshe Shapiro, Vinei Lefiza, number 16, Lamedim. We learn the uniqueness of Shavuos, that is called Rosh Hashanah. That the same way the first day of Tishrei is called Rosh Hashanah, because that's when Adam Rishon was born, so too Shavuos is called Rosh Hashanah, because that's when we revert back to Madrig of Adam Rishon, Koidim Achet, when it was Pascha Zuhamasan, at that holy gathering. That's the meaning of Rashi, that this is Rabbi Yehuda Lashitase, that the chet, that the Eitz Hadas that Adam Rishon ate from was Achita. Comes the Avudraham, and many Rishonim say this, what does it mean? Ilu kervanu lifnei har sinai v'loinos anlanu es ha-toira dayenu. Why dayenu? Because even if we wouldn't have got the Torah, we would have rid ourselves of the cholin grease, of the cheder, the Eitz Hadas. It would have been paska zuhamasan. Rabbi says, Arachayim HaKadosh, listen carefully, What does it mean? V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. How are we a segula mikol ha'amim? Says Rachem HaKadosh number 18. Oid yirmoiz. What Chazal say. Yisrael sha'amdu al har Sinai. Paska zu amasan. The segula of Klal Yisrael is paska zu amasan. But Marv Rabbeisai, let's just... Just standing there. Right? The Lashon of the Gemara is, at that, Yisrael sha'amdu al har Sinai paska zu hamasa. The revelation of God on the mountain, even without the giving of the Torah, it rid them of the Zuhama. That's what the Rishonim saying.
He went first to ask other nation to get the Torah, and the last one was Israel. He went to Ishmael, he went this, he went that.
But Hashem knew they would say no. But let's try to dig just a little bit deeper. Why specifically did the diminution and the pagam of eating from the Eitz Hadas manifest itself in the Eitz, in the Chita being downgraded from a fruit to a vegetable? And why is that used as like one of the main manifestations of the downgrade of Adam HaRishon? In other words, like this. Two things. What happened when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas? The Chita transformed from what? From a fruit to a vegetable. Why? Well, why of all things was the grain downgraded from a fruit to a vegetable? Why is that the manifestation of the Yerida that came to the world through the Chita, the Eitz Hadas? And why, when we want to rectify the sin of Adam HaRishon, of all things, do we run to the Chita and try to upgrade it back into a fruit? What's the meaning of this? So let's try to explain this as best as possible. The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Mem Beis, a katan who knows how to eat a kazayas, we have to distance ourselves from their tsaya. Why? Yosef das, Yosef machayv. Meaning, a lot of the trouble of people comes from das, and the das that we get comes from our food. And there's a difference between whether that food grew on a tree or that food grows as a vegetable from the ground. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference? So let me tell you Gemara. The Gemara in Taina says, that in the times of Shmuel bar Nachmani, there was a fast and there was a plague. So there was famine and there was plague. They didn't know which one should they daven for, to remove the famine or to remove the plague. Because the rule is, you can only daven for one thing. You're only allowed to daven for one thing. You're not allowed to daven for two things. Which is a major sugya. I thought we daven Shemayna Esrei. That's more than one thing. The Seder HaTfila is different. But when a person is Betzara, they could only daven for one thing at a time. So they didn't know, should we daven that the death should stop, or they daven that the famine should stop? So everybody said, I think it's better to daven that the death should stop. Better to be alive and hungry than dead and full, right? So imagine people are dead, but they have a lot of food to eat. They're not going to do them too much good. So they said, let's daven that the death should stop, and we'll be soivel the famine. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, no! Daven the famine should stop. Why? Because God only gives food to the living. Shenera Paiseach es, Yadecha u'masbi'a l'chol chai rotzayin. You open up your hand, u'masbi'a l'chol chai. Food is only to the living. God only gives food to the living. So, you know, you could trick Hashem like in a way. It's not two things. If you daven that Hashem should give you life, you'll live. You won't have food. Daven for food. Food is only for the living. We see from here that a person's life is inextricably connected to their food. Food and life are one and the same. Food doesn't just allow for life. When the Ribbono Shel gives food, his kavanah is to be meitiv chios. The life of a person is bound up with their food. Their food, when God gives food, he's giving life. He's chai. What's the difference between a fruit and a vegetable? Why do you make ha'etz on a fruit and you make hadama on a vegetable? What's the difference in halacha? is it Gizay Machlef or is it not Gizay Machlef? The Ritva says like this. The chiluk is, when something grows on a tree, during the winter, all the oranges die. But the tree is still alive! And next year, it will regenerate fruit! And then it will die and it will regenerate fruit. Even a banana. A banana is not a fruit. Because the branch that produces that banana will die and another branch will grow the next year. Therefore, a banana is a vegetable. The definition of fruit is it has an eternal source of life. That's what the definition of fruit is. A fruit has eternal source of life. The fruit may die, but a source of nourishment is lenetzach nesses always. Mashen kein avetcher. You plant a tomato. You have tomatoes this year. Then they die. You got to replant it next year. Doesn't regenerate. It's not that the tree, the branches and the roots are always there and it will produce it again next year. No. The source of life of a vegetable is very finite. The source of life of the fruit is infinite. The fruit is not infinite. The pears are not infinite, but the ilan is infinite. Mamela like this, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, amazing ga'aynas, amazing machshava. You ready? Kozman, what gives man life? Bread. Bread creates his das. Yosef das. The das of a person comes from his chita, his bread. So, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, something so beautiful. When Adam Arishon, he says, when Adam Arishon was eternal, his life was eternal. Where does life come from? Food. His source of food also likewise has to have eternal source of life. So his food, which was chita, was a tree. Chita was a fruit. The same way Adam Arishon was lenetzach netzachim, his shoyresh of chios came from a tree. It produced was a chita. The chita was a fruit. It grew on a tree. That means the tree stayed there the whole year and regenerated fruit, regenerated wheat. That's why when Adam Arishon was lenetzach netzachim, so too the chita grew on an ilan. Masha'in kein, when Adam Arishon, his height was downgraded, and his life was downgraded. Mamela, corresponding to that, the Ribon Shalom said, I can't give you infinite food when your life is finite because your food is what creates your life. I'm going to continue to give you chita from a tree, then you're going to live infinitely. Ribon Shalom had no choice but to, in order to downgrade the lifespan of Adam Arishon, to downgrade the source of food of Adam Arishon, and he downgraded chita from a pri to a zera. But on Shavuos is the day that we bring the Shtei Alechem. What do we want to do on Shavuos? We want to correct the sin of Adam Arishon. Why do we want to correct the sin of Adam Arishon on Shavuos? Because that's the day we got rid of the Zuam of the Nachash. And in order to completely get rid of the Zuam of the Nachash, we need to go back to Adam Arishon Koyim Achet. And the only way to get there is to upgrade our food from Chita being a Zera to Chita being a tree, being a pri that grows from a tree. Therefore, how do we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam on Shavuos? We serve the Ribbono Shel Olam by trying to upgrade what the Chita has been downgraded to, a Shtei Alechem, to elevate it to the status of a fruit, so that on this great day of Shavuos, when originally we were Pascha Zuamos, and we knew, by the way, on Shavuos, when Hashem gave us the Torah, we were going to live forever. Ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kolachem. I thought you were going to be like God. And Nebuch, you messed up achin ka'adam t'mosad. But on the day of Shavuos, when God, we know, think about it. He brought Tchias HaMesim. He gave us the Torah with the Tal. Right? The Jewish people literally died, and the Ribbono Shel Olam regenerated them to be a new creation, to be chai la'olam, the Zman of Tchias HaMesim. We were on the Madrega of Adam Arishon Koyim Achet. That's why who's born on Shavuos? Why is David HaMelech born on Shavuos? Because David will usher the world into the era of Adam Arishon Koyim Achet. This is a day, besides appreciating the Torah and Limud HaTorah, it's the day on the calendar where we have that opportunity to turn back the clock, go back to Gan Eden Mikedem, and elevate our food, which is the main source of our life, from Zera, which has a finite source of life, to an Elon, which has an infinite source of life. This is the Avodah of Shavuos. This is the Soid of the Gemara, that there are two Rosh Hashanahs a year. There's Rosh Hashanah, the day Adam was born, and there's Shavuos, the day that we went back to Adam Arishon Koidem Achet. How do we do that? By bringing the Shtei Alechem. What does Shtei Alechem have to do with fruits? The answer is because Shtei Alechem used to be a fruit, and on the day that the Chita On the day that we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with the chita, we're able to somehow, some way, in some small semblance, tap into the kayach of David HaMelech, who's born on Shavuos, and hope that we could elevate our achila to the chita of the Eitz Hadas while it was still an Ilan. This is the side, says Rav Moshe Shapiro of the Gemara Megillah, that we lay in the Teichecha before Shavuos. Shavuos is akin to a Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yisai, this is the last Shabbos of the year. Take advantage of it. And Mirz Hashem, hope to see you next week as we embark on the beginning of the new year. Take care.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.